This is High Counselor Joshua Price. Security code 47 Sigma stroke YK3. Have med teams on standby for when the assault is over. Ensure that all lower council members are accounted for and in their bunkers. ETA about 3 minutes. Status report.
Bomber ships are within visual range now.
Tell the units not to fire until the enemies are at least halfway across the wasteland.
Yes, High Counselor. You should make your way to the bunker too, sir.
I'll get there when I'm good and ready. For now, my office is just as safe as anywhere else. Nobody is going to get at me in here. Oh yes, I've been waiting for this for a long time.
Greetings, citizen of the year 44... Oh, it's you. Where am I?
Ah, now that's a lot more traditional. The answer? Right where I want you.
Have you tied me up? What the hell is going on?
I'm sorry, but I simply won't have a repeat of our other encounters. I've implemented some rather brutal methods, but they've done the job.
What are you talking about? Let me go!
My sincere apologies. Where are my manners? This is my associate, Mr. Winters. Yes, he doesn't say much, but he's ever so good at his job.
That's very good to hear, but it doesn't very well answer my question, does it?
Then I'll lay it down quite clearly for you. There's a war on in the Citadel. The people of Titan Base are getting close to wiping us out, and I need your machine to set things right. And if you don't cooperate, well then, Mr. Winters here will put his talents to good use.
I assume by talents, you're not talking about embroidery, are you?
Mr. Winters is an expert in medieval punishment.
I like to think of myself as more of a connoisseur.
That'll do, Winters. Put bluntly, he's here to coerce some information from you. I'd do it myself, but as you can see, my hand is still damaged from one of our previous encounters.
You can't be serious. Even you must have some sort of concept of paradoxes. If you go back and stop the war, then this will never happen. So you wouldn't have gone back to stop the war. Which means it would take place and it would go on and on. The cycle would repeat itself until the timeline disintegrates.
I needn't stop the war altogether. I only need to go back and implant a fault in their base's computer systems to be triggered at the end of today. Or go forward to procure a devastating weapon and threaten to wipe them all out completely if they don't surrender.
Well, good luck. I told you before, my machine can't go backwards in time, only forwards.
No, you said that the time before last. Last time you said you'd solve the problem.
Well, I must remember to do that then.
It doesn't matter. I can still make this work by going forward to get a weapon from the future to blow the whole of Titan out of the sky.
Well, now I'm definitely not telling you how to work my machine. You're obviously insane.
Insane? You know what's insane? Having to sit here every day watching houses and settlements and families being blown up, being betrayed by my fellow counselor and best friend didn't do much to aid my sunny disposition either. That's Jones, by the way. Remember him? He was a spy for Titan Base all along, and now I have to look out this window every day and see it hanging there in the sky, knowing that he's probably rolling in it as our shields get weaker every day.
I've never heard of him. Have you considered just moving to a different office?
When I was made High Counselor, I deliberately kept my position in this office because of the view of the Citadel. It's there to remind me every day what I'm doing this job for.
Don't try and convince me that you're not the bad guy. You're a general just like any other, sending the troops off to die while you sit up here in your castle watching them burn.
You don't know a thing about me. If you had even a... Yes, what is it?
Sub-Commander Jing has just reported that the ships are still bombing the main dome. And we're returning fire with every available man, but... there are foot soldiers in E-suits breaking into the lower city. It appears they've created a temporary airlock, which we can't destroy without losing air for the population.
Order that two men should be sent with a case of sealant grenades. They are to release them in the area of the airlock and block it up. That measure is to be taken with any subsequent ones the enemies create.
Sir, the sealant grenades are very powerful. They will cover an entire block of the lower city, including anyone in the homes.
That's a High Council order. Code 47 Sigma / YK3.
Yes, High Counselor. I'll pass the order on right away.
Now, I think it's time to get down to business. Mr. Winters, would you care to give our guest some motivation? I just need to know a little about your machine. Just what switches to move and what buttons to press.
I'd never give that power to an arrogant man like you.
Maybe you should start on her fingers, Mr. Winters.
A good man would never do this to a lady.
We're at war, Miss Carter. Sacrifices have to be made. Oh no, we can't have that noise. Ah. I think that's enough for now.
Yes, Mr. Price.
Are you ready to speak now, my dear?
Okay. Okay. Please. No more.
Good. You're saving yourself a lot of needless pain. Mr. Winters, untie her.
The date settings go in with the numbered buttons, using the decimal system. Then you press the green button at the top to enable relative course correction.
And that's it?
After that, you just have to put on the headset to activate the mind link and pull down on the lever.
Well, I'd like to say that I'll return your machine once I'm finished, but you never know when another war will crop up. Although I'll make sure you're credited with the invention of the machine, so you could well end up being famous from this time onward.
This is a mistake.
Winters, hold her. I don't want her interfering.
Yes, sir. Come here, poor thing.
No!
Now let's see. I think 2,000 years forward ought to do it. And the green button. Oh!
Right, Counselor. I've got you. Let me help you up.
What are you doing, you idiot? You're supposed to be holding the girl. Clever bitch. She's got guts. I didn't think she'd even be able to pull a lever, considering what you did to her hands. In other circumstances, she might have made a worthy partner. I'll be ready for her next time.
Where did she go?
Judging by what exactly you did to her hands, I'd say this office about 2 years ago. That means she could have stopped all this happening with one word. I'll be ready for her next time, that I promise you.
Episode 4, B, starred Tanya Mulevich as Elizabeth Carter, Pete Lutz as Joshua Price, Kareem C. Crompley as Mr. Winters, and M.J. Cogburn as the Secretary. This show was written by Lewis Blemings Derrick and was produced by Tom Rory Parsons, who is also the composer and editor. The sound effects were all created by Catherine Seaton, and artwork was made by Matt Leon. Thanks everyone for continuing to listen.